Welcome to Round Cincinnati, Jenny and Nikki.
Thank you, Jane.
Thanks, Jane.
Pyramid Hill Sculpture Park has an exciting event coming up. But before we talk about that, Jenny, would you tell us something about Pyramid Hill Sculpture Park itself?
Pyramid Hill is a 300-plus acre sculpture park that features modern and contemporary monumental sculptures throughout a park-like setting. We also have an ancient sculpture museum, which houses Greek, Roman, Etruscan, and Egyptian pieces dating back to 1550 BC.
Well, and in this wonderful setting, something called the 2015 Zombie Ball Dance of the Undead on Pyramid Hill will happen soon. Nikki, would you tell us about the Zombie Ball and when it takes place?
Yes, Jane. The Zombie Ball will take place on Saturday, October 10th from 7 to 11 p.m. We'll have a live DJ, raffles. We'll crown the zombie queen and king.
We're really excited. It's a completely new event for us at Pyramid Hill, and it's something that we've never done before. We really hope that it will kind of shake up the current perceptions about the park.
What about costumes?
Costumes are strongly encouraged. We're asking that anyone can come as their favorite undead character. That could be vampires or zombies, or it could be a dead celebrity you want to bring back. It could be any undead character that of your wildest imagination.
Well, I've heard something about haunted hay rides.
We'll have haunted hay rides throughout the park that'll have creatures and people in costume that'll kind of jump out and scare you throughout the haunted hay ride.
Well, and also there was something about a zombie photo booth.
Yes, we'll have the different props and things you could have your pictures taken with.
It'll be like a selfie station.
Yes.
With all types of zombie flair, if you will, that people can put on and decorate with themselves with, take group shots, different things like that.
Well, I also heard something about a possibility of riding in a hearse from the front gate.
That is true. One of our sponsors is Brown Dawson Flick Funeral Home in Hamilton.
That seems appropriate.
Yes. It's a very appropriate sponsor. And they have graciously agreed to provide us with hearses as well as drivers. And guests can do an upsell on their ticket to include a hearse ride, which will take you from the entrance of the park to our red carpet, where you can be led out on a red carpet in a hearse at the Zombie Ball.
Has Pyramid Hill done anything like this before?
Nothing quite like this. This is a completely new type of event. I know that Pyramid Hill has done balls in the past and dances and a variety of events like this, but nothing with this kind of theme or collaboration.
What about tickets for the ball? Are they available now?
Yes, they are available for an individual and for a couple. That's for zombies that are 21 plus in age and includes an open bar from 7 to 10 p.m. as well as hors d'oeuvres. We also have a zombie romance package. It's a little bit higher of a ticket price, but you receive two tickets to the ball, two hearse rides. You also receive two tickets for our special zombie cocktail that we'll be serving during the evening, as well as two swag bags.
Does Pyramid Hill have a membership program, Jenny?
Yes, we do. Our members are offered unlimited access to the park, as well as discounts on rentals and art cart rentals. We do have art carts, which you can rent to take around the park. And we also are offering a zombie club package as a ticket package for the Zombie Ball, which includes a family membership with your tickets.
So are you open all year round?
We are. We are open during the summer months, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and on weekends, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And off-season, we are open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week.
How long has the park been there?
Since 1997.
Tell us a little bit about the sculpture that's there.
We have a wide variety of sculptures. Currently, we have one that is on loan by Shakaya Booker of New York City. It's titled Shh, and it's made out of steel-belted tires. She's known as the Radial Radical, and she only works in tires. She makes gorgeous large-scale sculptures. We have that one on display for another year on loan.
This is auto tires?
That is correct. The piece is absolutely stunning. We also have a new piece that is coming into the park this fall. It's just arrived, and we'll be installing it this fall. It's called Garden of Sculpture, and that is a piece by George Sugarman. And once installed, that one is going to be about 150 feet by about 100 feet. It's very large. It creates a plaza out of the sculptures. So we have a wide variety of outdoor sculptures to explore. We have one that turns when you spin it. So lots of interactive pieces that people can really walk up to and engage with.
So you might tell us a little bit about the pieces that are in the museum itself.
The Ancient Sculpture Museum houses four different types of ancient sculpture. We have Greek, Roman, Egyptian, and Etruscan. The Egyptian pieces, we actually do have a Egyptian sarcophagus. We have several funerary pieces.
Lots going on there, lots to see. Thanks so much, Jenny and Nikki, for coming in to talk with us.
Thank you so much for having us, Jane.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We've been talking with Jenny Barton, Director of Programming and Administration at Pyramid Hill Sculpture Park and Museum in Hamilton, Ohio, and to Nikki Codell, Event Coordinator there. For a link to the Pyramid Hill website and the Zombie Ball, cwvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.